With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Democrats hold their rally today. They're going to call it the No Kings Rally, but in fact, it's just seen by many Republicans, at least, as nothing more than an effort to make President Trump look bad, as though he's an authoritarian dictator. They're calling it the Hate America Rally instead. More Democrats say they approve of the job the president's doing. Overall, 47% of respondents to the latest AP NORC survey say they approve of the way the president in particular handled the crisis in Gaza. That is up several points from the most recent poll before that. And the pollsters say that's largely because more Democrats are giving the president a thumbs up. Israel has identified the remains of a 76-year-old hostage handed over by Hamas. He was among those abducted in the bloody October 7th terrorist raid back in 2023 when Hamas attacked Israel without provocation. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Mr. Trump's accomplishments in the Middle East are undeniable, but he has this word of caution.
There are tremendous heavy lifts awaiting, not the least of which, perhaps the primary of which, is the demilitarization of Gaza and disarming Hamas.
And Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Disgraced New York Congressman George Santos getting out of prison thanks to President Trump, who has commuted his sentence.
The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful. Santos was also charged with fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits and lying to Congress.
And that is correspondent Jennifer King reporting. And this is SRN News. Renowned evangelist Franklin Graham is on his way back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially in Africa. The ministry says, for example, in many cases, people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible to read, they're slipping into error. Open Doors points to tribal people in Malaysia who often grow up Christian but continue to do things like visit witch doctors because they have no biblical instruction. This is SRN News. The Australian government has begun a public education campaign with tips on how to wean children off of social media.
It's all ahead of a world-first national 16-year age limit taking effect. Australian E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says information on her agency's website explained the new laws. It also offered checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says he's going after Venezuela with both military and intelligence assets as he continues to battle against the drug cartels there, as he's been doing in recent weeks.
Since early September, the U.S. military has carried out a series of deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. Four of the five vessels originated from Venezuela.
And yesterday at the White House, the president confirmed that the U.S. has attacked and disabled a submarine that was carrying drugs to the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.